Hello, Crime Salad listeners, and welcome back to Side Salad. I'm your host, Ashley, and today we are going to revisit our least favorite family vlogger, Ruby Frankie, and her partner, Jody Hildebrandt. This past September, we took a look behind Ruby's perfectly edited thumbnails, and what we found was horrifying. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go check out the episode called Moms of Truth, Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt on our Crime Salad podcast feed. Okay, let's get into it. For 5 years, Ruby's family vlog, Eight Passengers, provided inspiration and guidance to millions of parents who followed her. At the top of its game, the Eight Passengers YouTube channel had 2.3 million followers and over a billion views. But as the years went by, Ruby's followers began to question her parenting choices. Eventually, in 2020, a group of concerned parents created an online petition to ask CPS to investigate the Frankie home. It was around this time when Ruby, who built her internet empire on parenting techniques, abandoned her family vlog to promote a self-help cult called Connections Classroom, a group that encouraged gaslighting your partner and child abuse. After Ruby's initial fall from grace, the leader of Connections Classroom, Jody Hildebrandt, seemingly took Ruby under her wing. Ruby's authoritarian parenting style was amplified by the bizarre doctrine of Jody's cult, leading to her separation from her husband and unspeakable emotional and physical abuse toward her children. Finally, on August 30th, 2023, police were called to Jody Hildebrandt's home after Ruby's youngest son, 12-year-old Russell, escaped from Jody's house, emaciated with open wounds around his wrists. If you want to hear more details about the cult, Ruby's fall from grace, and shocking testimony from friends and family, check out our full-length episode that we posted back in September. Now, since their arrest, Jody and Ruby have each been charged with 6 counts of felony child abuse. Each count carries a maximum of 15 years in prison. Both women were denied bail following their arrest. After several months in jail, Ruby appeared in court on Monday, December 18th, 2023, and took a plea agreement, pleading guilty to 4 of the 6 felony charges of second-degree aggravated child abuse. On the day of her preliminary hearing, she embellished her last guilty plea, saying, quote, "With my deepest regret and sorrow for my family and my children, guilty," unquote. As part of this agreement, Ruby will remain in prison and she will serve her 4 prison sentences consecutively. She also agrees to testify against her business partner and guru, Jody Hildebrandt. Unfortunately, more disturbing details of Ruby's abuse have come to light in the days since her sentencing hearing, including the horrors that the Frankie children faced at Jody Hildebrandt's house. Please use discretion if you want to hear this update, as it includes details of child abuse. It seems that the 4 counts of child abuse that Ruby is charged with are specifically related to the abuse of her 2 youngest children, Eve and Russell. Her other children are not mentioned in the charges. Ruby's public plea agreement revealed numerous detailed accounts of child abuse. First, she admits to physically torturing Russell, who was 11 years old at the time. She admits to forcing Russell to live outside for several days and nights, isolated from the rest of the family. At one point, he was forced to stand in direct sunlight for many days and complete chores outside, without shoes, in the summer heat. And just to remind you, this is an 11-year-old. Russell was deprived of water during this time and was punished when he snuck a drink of water. According to her plea agreement, Ruby's horrendous treatment of Russell resulted in repeated and serious sunburns that blistered and peeled skin. The document also outlines details of Russell's abuse days before he and his siblings were discovered at Jody's residence. According to Ruby, Russell attempted to run away from the home in July, a month prior to his successful escape. After the first attempt, Ruby regularly bound his hands and feet and tied him to heavy weights. Ruby admitted to using two sets of handcuffs to separately cuff his hands and his ankles. Then she would tie his hands and his ankles together behind his back with rope, forcing him to lay on his stomach in his position for extended periods of time. This physical abuse caused muscle and tissue damage, and now we know exactly what these children were enduring when Russell escaped. Three other accounts of Ruby's abuse towards Russell included kicking him while she was wearing boots, forcing his head underwater, and smothering him with her hands in an attempt to suffocate him. The document also details the abuse that Eve endured at the hands of her own mother. Ruby admits to forcing 9-year-old Eve to do physical labor outdoors in direct sunlight while depriving her of food and water. She would also force Eve to run barefoot down dirt roads as punishment. Like Russell, Eve also exhibited signs of sunburn, including scabs, blisters, and peeling of the skin. In the plea agreement, Ruby admits that she attempted to convince both children that they were evil and possessed, and that every punishment was necessary to repent for their wrongdoings, and that every punishment was an act of love, as she would say. Ruby's attorney released a statement claiming that Jody was responsible for Ruby's abusive behavior. In part, the statement read, "Miss Frankie believed that Jody Hildebrandt had the insight to offer a path to continual improvement. Miss Hildebrandt took advantage of this quest and twisted it into something heinous." Ruby's sentence length will ultimately be determined by the presiding judge on February 20th, 2024. In September, after her arrest, Jody surrendered her counseling license. 1 week after Ruby pleaded guilty to 4 felonies, it was Jody's turn to face the judge. And on December 27, 2023, at her preliminary hearing, Jody followed Ruby's lead, signing a plea agreement and waiving her right to the preliminary hearing. However, unlike Ruby, Jody did not elaborate on or apologize for her crimes against the Frankie children, and only provided one-word answers to the judge. In the end, Jody pled guilty to 4 of the 6 counts of second-degree aggravated child abuse. Now later, Hildebrandt's attorney stated that Jody pled guilty because she did not want these children to have to testify. According to Hildebrandt's attorney, she takes responsibility and it is her main concern at this point that these children can heal both physically and emotionally. Jody's plea document largely reflects Ruby's, describing the same instances of abuse against Eve and Russell. However, in the last line of the description of her crimes, the document reveals that she also forced Eve to jump into a cactus multiple times. Jody's sentencing hearing is set on the same day as Ruby's, February 20th, 2024. Now, most of the time, this is the end of the story. We don't get to see or hear about what happens after the arrest while criminals are serving their time behind bars or being held in jail before a hearing. However, Business Insider obtained a first-hand account of Jody and Ruby's behavior during their first days in jail. A woman named Deborah Monson, who was arrested on allegations of drug possession and petty theft, allegedly shared cells with them at various times in September. And here's what she had to say. According to Deborah, she had not heard of either woman at the time. It was only when Deborah was released from prison, chatting with her family, that she realized who she had seen during her incarceration. Deborah mentioned that Ruby was anxious about being separated from Jody. And she recalls Ruby saying, "How long are they going to keep us in here? And why did they separate me from Jody? I can't understand why they separated me from my friend." Deborah described Ruby as almost smitten with Jody and childlike in the way that she talked about her. Deborah also detailed a night where Ruby played mother hen to another inmate. Ruby tucked this woman into bed and mothered her. She also claimed that Ruby always had a Bible with her and that she would hold it to her chest and close her eyes. At one point, Deborah asked Ruby if she was all right. Ruby replied, "I just miss my kids." And that's all the updates we have for this case so far. As more details come to light, we will continue to release updates. If you haven't already, go back and listen to our full-length episode on Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt called Moms of Truth. And we hope you enjoyed today's side salad. And we will be back with more bite-sized true crime very soon.